Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
A podcast network.
Hello!
And welcome to...
Two!
Filthy!
Nerds!
Because we're filthy.
And we're nerds!
And there's two of us.
There sure are. And you can be there with us in the live front row audience of all of our live recordings and watch movies with us at patreon.com/twofilthynerds. You get hot bonus content between recordings, like finding out Nicole once dated a sommelier who convinced her that you're supposed to try wine by going...
Wow. This girl's a real fucking bitch. Just trying to
What did you call it? What's it doing?
Aerating. It's aerating. You can aerate wine with your mouth.
You aerate wine by swirling it in the glass.
Yes, you can also aerate it with your fucking mouth.
Why are you...
Can some of our Patreons look this up? Because I'm very upset that you're trying to deny the reality that I've been living in for the past 15 years.
The reality you've been living in is that a man tricked you into looking like an asshole for 15 years.
Did I ever tell you about the time in fifth grade when Brian Friedman told me he'd go out with me if I painted my whole face black? So I went and took a Crayola marker. And
he got you to do blackface?
Yeah, he got me to do blackface.
With a...
Crayola marker. I was 10 years old. 9 years old.
Oh, if that.
I didn't. It wasn't.
Did anyone take a picture? You're going to get canceled.
I, at the time, wasn't a thing at all. There was no such thing as blackface. It was just.
What were you, born in the 1400s?
It was just.
This was before blackface, which was really big in the 20s.
He literally was just like, he could have been like, I want you to paint your whole face blue.
No, I know. It wasn't like a racially charging. Yeah. I want to make you look an idiot.
Yeah. But I mean, trust me. I looked like an idiot because I did it. And then I walked up to him. I go, look, Ryan, I painted my whole face black. And then he goes, yeah, now you look like an idiot.
And that is the wine in a nutshell.
Okay.
I just want to cut to you at a dinner with a bunch of executives about to sell a show. And you're like, I don't know why it didn't end up selling. Cut back. You're like, it's just really great having dinner with you guys. Yes, we'll have a bottle of this, please. And they're like, oh, we can't work with her. She's a crazy person. Listen, you guys, we're
watching
not even...
you do an impression of me is my favorite part.
You drink wine like you're sucking a dick for love? Like, what
are
you?
Yeah, exactly. No one sucks a dick for love.
Yes, it is. You think love's not a drug? What else have you sucked a dick for? Think about it. Love is a drug. I'm addicted to it.
That's one of my favorite jokes that you have, by the way.
I didn't do that one on the album. Now I'm going to do a dick sucking joke on another album. Or a special. Maybe I'll have a special. It doesn't matter. Look, all right. We're not talking about that. We're not talking about wine. It was fun. We're talking about this fucking rule going on in Florida. So some bill passed that all the state schools, the public universities, are going to have to somehow submit
political party affiliation.
Proof of diversity in intellectual thought and opinion or something. Like, essentially, there's no
diversity in the political parties that people at the university align themselves with.
Yeah.
The staff. The faculty, the professors, whatever you want to call them, and
well.
The students as well.
Here's the thing. We don't have the survey that they're going to take yet. It hasn't been made clear. That's a very open-ended bill. So there's no, it doesn't say whether or not it's anonymous, mandatory for individuals to take, etc. And we just want to talk about it because this is it feels like a slippery slope.
It feels like a slippery slope, but it also...
There's two sides to this.
It's also... One of the things I was telling JMS is that when I was in college, you know, since I'm a little bit older, not by much, I was in college at a time
before
when,
blackface.
Before blackface. Before, you know, being a Republican was like being the devil and being a Democrat was like being a pussy.
Yeah.
Before those times.
Before it could only mean those things.
When before it could only mean those things. It was, you know, the University of Michigan was very big on like diversity and thought and difference in perspective. And that was one of the things I really enjoyed about college is being able to have a debate and not a fight.
Yeah,
to be
able to
discuss
things
exactly
with people who think differently than you, and you learn perspective. And frankly,
and
like,
you leave it having learned something, not enemies for life.
Not thinking, well, that person should rot in hell.
Yeah. Oh, that person's a dumb fucking cunt and should be chained up to the back of a pickup truck and dragged along I-70 until we hit the ocean, and then their body dumped into the water so the sharks can eat her.
Okay, this feels like maybe you actually did feel that way, because that's pretty specific. Feels like maybe you were walking out of these conversations with a little bit of a chip on your shoulder, if I'm being honest.
It's crazy.
So just, someone in our chat, one of our patrons just said, typical Florida. But no, I mean, I have the viewpoints I have because I went to college and spoke with people who had viewpoints different than mine. I learned from them. I learned about their full perspective, and I took some things and I left some others.
And also, I think in hearing, you know, one of the things that you did, you ever take debate class?
Yeah,
one of the sides is you had to be able to argue the other side.
Yeah, it's very important.
So one of the things, you know, that I think having, you know, thoughts and ideas and being surrounded by people who have different thoughts and ideas than you is you can sharpen your own. You can fine tune them with things that aren't necessarily things you thought. And you can integrate them and make your point of view stronger and more reality-based.
Yeah, which, if you learn another person's perspective, it does help you make your thing, maybe makes your opinion more stronger. For me, sometimes it makes me go like, oh, maybe that's actually not my opinion. Yeah. Now that you've shed
this sort of light on the thing.
I like seeing both sides because rarely in big issues is there a black and white answer. And the issue, it's like, that's, I think, the problem today is that people want things to be black and white. And it's like, no, it's so much of it's in the gray. But also,
the problem I have with gray is it's such a bad color on me. Dumb joke. Go on.
You're literally wearing it right now. So you're living in your problems. And that's your problem, is that you just choose to live in your problems. No, but well, here's the thing to me is like a debate. OK, obviously, a debate in the form of a debate class. There is an objective to try to...
There's also... It's a very safe space.
And the goal is, you know, to try to make your stronger points, whatever. And it's not about... And then, by the way, it's about you finding the best, like, logic to defend your case. Rarely is a debate given to two sides in a class where they go, all right, well, one of you... I mean, obviously, the teacher giving it probably has their own personal opinion, but they're not supposed to give you topics that are like, there's clearly a right and wrong answer here. It's like, no, there's not. That's why you debate about it. But that's also a thing is like with discussions, you can like I enter discussions with people who disagree with me. And if I'm actually engaging in the discussion, it's not to win the discussion. It's to learn and get someone else's perspective. I think too many people enter a conversation with someone they disagree with.
And it's immediately
they hear one thing go up that they're like, oh, you think different than me? Well, I'm going to prove why you're wrong. And it's like, well, then you're just looking for ways for you to be right.
I think that's what happens a lot with the vaccine debate. Because I think there's a lot of people who are like, I'm not getting the fucking vaccine. And then everybody who has gotten the vaccine is always trying to convince the people who haven't gotten vaccines to get the vaccine.
Yeah, well, because the fucking Delta variant's spreading and how long till the vaccine doesn't cover us. That's not, but the point is that I understand why you want to have diversity of thought.
Yeah.
I understand, because it's like, almost every university you look at like equal opportunity. And I still think that what is the word I'm looking for? Affirmative action.
Mm-hmm.
While something is necessary, I still maintain that the system we have is flawed.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Because I think having to check a box of a certain number of people makes a lot of people go, well, we got the certain number. And so no one else like it helps, but it's not.
It's not a solution.
It
doesn't solve the problem.
And we do that with universities where there's an affirmative action for other types of boxes.
Mm-hmm.
We need X amount of religion. We need X amount of ethnicities. Why wouldn't you want
an X amount of political thoughts?
But then with students, you would go, okay, well, wouldn't you just put that on an application and it's optional. Because like you can't require someone to disclose that.
You also can't require someone to disclose their race on an application.
No, it's optional. And you disclose your race
when it benefits you.
And nowadays you should disclose your race if you have a race that would need more. Yeah. And that's literally what people do. They go, I'm just going to leave it off because I'm white. That's
Does
what happens
affirmative
now.
Action extend to religion? I don't know.
I don't know if religion actually is true. I could be wrong about that. For some reason I thought, but I guess they don't make you disclose.
No, what religion you are.
No, there because was a, there's was universities a... that ask, but those are universities that are often based in a religion. I don't think it's mandatory. I think you can disclose.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I filled out a college application, to be honest.
I got heavily recruited by
multiple Catholic universities,
oh, really?
So I assume I must have disclosed that.
Yeah.
Because I was like harassed by any major
That's so
name
crazy.
A Catholic university and it's like they were trying to fuck me.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because I'm not a 5-year old. I mean, I did look like a boy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I looked like a fresh, young, sweet, cheeky young boy.
A sweet, tight old butt boy.
Little butt, tidy butt boy.
Tidy butt. So a little peek-a-poo.
Yeah, a little. So like the idea of wanting to know that for the sake of having representation of groups who could, in theory, get in discussions and learn from one another makes sense. The problem is making people register their political affiliation.
That feels very...
like a Nazi.
Nazi Germany.
Feels... But here's the thing, is that people are, of course, taking this one bill and jumping to the extreme version, which you have to be worried about if it's not made clear. If they didn't go, it's definitely not anonymous, it's definitely not mandatory, because what I do think is cool is like, okay, you want anonymous... like anonymous because I don't want my beliefs held against me, but it's also like, okay, well, there's a lot of people getting up in arms about that. That's like, can you believe Florida is possibly doing this? And it's like, you're not registered with a political party. The people who are making a big deal about this, you're not a registered Democrat.
Also, what's really funny to me is like,
you're already on the list.
You're surprised that's happening in Florida.
Yeah, it's Florida.
It's Florida. It's the fucking Wild West.
But what I do think, theoretically, there's so many experiments that I'm like, in theory would be good, but in reality, it's too dangerous. It would be interesting to take a group of incoming freshmen at a university that has equally diverse thought as they could possibly have.
And
have them tell you their beliefs, and then when they graduate, see if there has been a shift.
Oh, interesting. That is interesting.
But then do you go, oh, people learned and expanded. Then I guess you get the evidence of, does expanding your mind through college and learning, because there's a thought that like people who go to college are more liberal, people who come out of college are more liberal, and that would be one way to go. Do people end up becoming more liberal?
But then you go,
was it because you learned a lot? Or Florida goes, or is it because everyone there is a liberal and they're indoctrinating you to their liberal ideas and they just want us to hug people and stop shooting animals for meat or whatever?
Your impression of a redneck is...
That's my impression of my Uncle Bob. It's a very specific...
It's
a keto impression.
I was going to say, the reason it's so good is because of the specificity.
That's the thing, is that I don't hate it, but it's too scary.
Gun to your head right now. Yes or no to that?
To a gun to my head? Absolutely. Get me out of here. Wait. Yes or no to what?
Yes or no to having people put their political party on their application.
Not mandatory? Or mandatory?
Not mandatory.
Not mandatory? Yeah, why not?
Not mandatory, why not? Yes, I agree with you.
But the thing is like, it's the same thing with affirmative action. In theory, like what we said before, you put it on there and you go, maybe this school is underrepresented. You know, maybe if just having a stellar college application isn't enough for this fucking school I want to go to, maybe the fact that they don't have enough Native Alaskans to represent to be representative of the population, I will get in because of that.
Oh, what's interesting. Somebody could just say, for the sake of getting in, I'm a Republican.
That's what I was saying. Is that,
yeah.
But also, will it be held against you? Do you lie about your political party to get into the university?
Yeah.
And then
you get in, you're like, fool you. You fell for the oldest trick in the book.
Bernie forever. Bernie. And then you get crucified.
Yeah.
Because they're like, this is a Christian Republican. That's the thing is like, could you lie for your advantage? Or in the way that like you think being something different would help you get in? is it like you think that, but actually they go, ooh, a Democrat.
Yeah.
No, we don't want those here.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, no, no, we have equal representation. So part of me goes, well, maybe it's to force colleges to make sure they're not excluding. I mean, there is that side of it. It's like, well, that could, in theory, make sure a college isn't excluding a political affiliation. I don't know.
I think it will lead to people lying about their political parties, but
I think a lot of people are lying about their political parties now.
Yeah. 1,000%.
I don't think as many billionaire celebrities are as democratic as they pretend to be.
Oh, you're a fucking hero.
I'm of the people. That's why I'm sending this tweet from my castle in a gated community. Because I want everyone to have enough.
If you
don't make eye contact with me, Richard, just serve me my sandwich. People don't eat sandwiches, do they? They eat the blood of children.
Well, no. They eat
placenta.
No, they do eat sandwiches. They eat watercress sandwiches.
Watercress. I remember thinking that. What is that?
I don't know.
Did you have an American Girl doll?
No.
Watercress sandwiches.
I was a Cabbage Patch Kid.
I looked like a Cabbage Patch Kid.
Yeah, you did.
By the way, I
recently posted a picture of me and my dad, and your brother wrote on it, and he's like, "You and Jessica Michelle look alike." And it was like a little picture of me with my bowl cut. And then a few days later, you posted a picture of you with your bowl cut for your glow up. And I was like, oh, yeah, we were literally.
We both have haircut trauma from our past. We were oppressed by the system of haircuts. Fantastic Sam.
Basically, our moms didn't like us
bowl cuts to young women. Fantastic Sam.
Wait, what's the other one? There's Fantastic Sam's and what? Supercuts.
Supercuts.
Fantastic and super? Barely.
It should be called like Special Cuts.
Yeah. It really should. And the special in
quotations. They make you look so special. Because that's what I have to say to your, like, you're special. And it's like, you're a little weird. But it'll work out. You're just a kid. Remember, like, everyone's special? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And now millennials don't have jobs?
No one's special.
Listen, it's important that we start off on the right foot, kindergartners. None of us are special. We never will be. We live in a capitalist military complex. You just gotta work as hard as you can to survive.
Until you die.
No Democrats on three. See, that's why you have to survey teachers. Because that's...
You know, the more we talk about it, the more I'm like, let's not do it. It's a slippery slope into something bad. Not that the system's good as it is.
No.
But that just doesn't sound... That seems like a really bad thing waiting to happen.
I think having the option to voluntarily put something there is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Making any part of it, that's the problem, is they're trying to, like, there's some survey that each school is going to have to complete, and whether that's getting people to volunteer. So then you go, let's make sure we go out and let the university know there's a lot of liberals here because they have to do their survey. Or, I mean, yeah, you're right. But also, we should abolish political parties altogether. It's horseshit. The two-party system is fucking garbage. Everyone is tied to a political party like it's a sports team.
Yes!
And no matter how extreme that party starts to go, they're like, well, no, my father was a Democrat, and I'm a Democrat, and that's why I wear this foam hand every election season, because I'm giving a finger.
That is why I'm constantly putting I voted stickers on my titties, because if I want everyone to know that I'm a Democrat.
It's identity politics is a fucking problem to me, because it's like I socially identify more with liberal things, but like the people who are running the ship, I'm not getting a bumper sticker to give you money when you're fucking taking our taxes and then not doing the right things with them anyway.
It's like saying I watch this news instead of that news.
They're
all fucking lying sacks.
Well, that's
of shit.
Why I had a problem with, and then that's the thing, is that like Trump sucked. He was not a good president. He had no business being a president. We know that. People, I think, voted him in because they were tired of the system. But then when people did the like, when he said fake news and people were like, can you believe this guy?
Fake news is the only thing he said that was real.
I was like, I was like, look, I don't like him either, but like, you guys are just fucking, you've just been trusting the news this whole time? What the fuck are you doing? Anyway, dark turn. Nicole's computer is about to die, so we have to plug it in. And this is the end of this episode. We will be doing Thor next later this week. Stay tuned. It's a fucking rotten movie. Join us on Patreon to watch much better movies now that we've gotten through that. Patreon.com/twofilthynerds. And don't forget to leave us a rating and review.
Tell your friends.
Until next time.
Toodles.
Don't tell anyone your political party.
And bye.
This has been a Two Filthy Nerds production.